for the podcast.
If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are. Got a dirty car? Clean it up at the Brownsville Car Wash. Just 5 miles off of I-5. Exit 216. If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are.
What? Who said that?
Who said what?
That.
Who said that?
Who said that? Who said that?
That's the name of the song.
Who said that?
That was me.
Ooh.
That was me that said that. Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Friday.
What be going on in the hizzle bedizzle?
It's motherfucking Friday.
It is a Friday.
Well, you might be listening to that anytime, but...
Anytime.
Oh, now I'm getting distracted.
But there's no time like Friday time.
There is no time like Friday time.
Friday time.
Time to fucking party down.
It is. Big old Friday right up at ya.
That's right. I was getting distracted by my phone. I'm shutting that fucker off. I'm getting text messages from my wife. I don't need to talk to her right now.
Nope. Did you celebrate a good Travolta Wednesday?
Boy, we did.
Did you take it farther?
Yesterday on Thursday, yeah, I watched Travolta all day.
Uh-huh.
I watched back-to-back episodes of the first three seasons of Welcome Back, Cotter.
I'm Gabe Kaplan.
Any relation to Mike Kaplan with the M-I-Q?
I don't know. Maybe.
He looks kind of Jewish.
They do. Both of them.
We were talking some Yiddish. Sometime. Was it on the show?
No.
I can't even know.
We weren't talking Yiddish on the show.
I can't speak fucking gefilte fish. Oh, we were talking about gefilte fish.
Gefilte. Right.
We got some Hendrix in the background, the instrumental song, so we don't have to worry about him starting.
Is it his birthday?
No.
Every day is Jimi Hendrix's birthday.
This is just a song that was released after his death. On Wednesday, we're talking about the songs that he put out in the 80s, which I don't think there were any.
Do you think people still celebrate birthdays after they die?
The people or the people?
The people.
people.
If you die, do you think you'll still celebrate your birthday?
Nah, I think I'm going to be lights out.
You don't think you'll be conscious enough? What if your brain lives on and you still recognize birthdays?
But
you're like on your mental wall, you're scratching days since you died until your birthday.
Yeah, because when I get died, I'm going to get burnt up, I think, because I don't want to be buried. So
you don't want to scratch... numbers?
No, I don't want to count birthdays either.
Not even, you don't want to be like a brain in a jar?
That'd be okay, I guess, but you wouldn't be able to see or hear anything. Or...
yeah, it'd just be kind of cool for someone to have a brain in a jar on their shelf.
Yeah, it'd be cool for someone, but it wouldn't
Yeah,
be...
they could put googly eyes on the jar.
Yeah, but if it was my brain, I wouldn't even know what to think. I'd just be floating around in the fucking... gray matter, be all like in some kind of formaldehyde of some sort. But
they kept like Albert Einstein's brain, didn't they?
Maybe
on beer. They just put it in some Hefeweizen.
I don't know. Could be. I never heard anything about that.
No, I thought they did, and then every so often they take a part of his brain and measure it
to see if it was still growing.
No.
Why? No, I don't know anything about
that. Just to see if they
that.
Can still make uniform cuts.
Oh. Well, you know, that's important. Some tattoo apprentices could use it for tattooing. Just tattoo his brain.
Yeah.
Some people say you want to practice on an orange. I say practice on Einstein's brain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I do believe he did. He had his brain. He donated it to science.
Will
it was removed within 7.5 hours of his death.
Whoa.
It, yep.
That's insane. Yep. Well, hey, you guys, since it is Friday, if you're listening to this on Friday, and I haven't been doing plugs anymore, but don't forget to come down to Denny's tonight. It's Friday. It's the 30th of May today, and so tonight we'll be down there for Grand Slam Comedy Show number 7. John Washington
May.
Is coming down from Portland with Daniel Weber and Andy McDonald, who I actually met Andy McDonald last Friday accidentally
because Stephanie Pirtle brought him down with her, and he did a guest spot at the show that I did at the Capital City Theater last Friday, so I got to meet him.
Is it McDonald or MacDonald?
It's Mac.
MacDonald.
Andy MacDonald had a farm. He used to live in Hawaii, I found out. And he said that meth is even more prominent in Hawaii than it is in Springfield.
I bet that stuff's flowing out of mountains.
I think they call it ice over there, but...
So how do they make it over there?
That'll methylamine. The same stuff from Breaking Bad.
Mm-hmm.
Except they don't put the blue
stuff. Seems like it'd be harder to get over there, though, wouldn't it?
Yeah. You gotta ship it over.
Ship it over. Yeah, yeah. It seems like they'd have a... some sort of regulation to where they'd go, wow, look at all that methylamine going over to Hawaii.
What do they need that for?
And
what do they even use methylamine for reals?
Meth.
It never really said in Breaking Bad. It just said that it was hard to get and they always had to steal it.
Yep.
But whatever.
Because it's methylamine.
Methylamine. Oh, I've seen. Isn't that a Bob Dylan song or something?
Hey, it's his birthday coming up last week.
That's old news, bro.
No.
But anyway, yeah, come down to the Grand Slam Comedy Show.
A couple of them.
It's a free show, but you can feel free to donate. I got a jar that's donations for laughs. I'll be just hosting the show, so I'll probably tell about 5-10 minutes of jokes, and then I'll just introduce the comics. And then the next day is bleeping funny.
The next day is bleeping funny.
That's tomorrow night, Saturday, at Sam Bond's Garage, 407 Blair Boulevard. We got a great lineup. We got Doug and Teresa Wyckoff coming over from Florence. They're getting ready to do a 101-day tour of the United States.
Huh?
That's crazy. The He and She Comedy Show. So Doug and Teresa Wyckoff will be there. I'll be there. Sarah White, Max Brockman, Sarah Lowe, Daniel Caceres, and Leanne Joshua, as well as some improv from Out of Our Minds Improv. It starts at 5 p.m. It's a free show, and you can bring the kids. It's a bar, but you can get the kids in until like 8, and it's 5 to 7. So come out and LOL with us.
Loll it up.
Lollipop.
Lollipopalooza. Was LOL a thing back when Lollapalooza was going on?
I just read a thing that LOL just turned 25.
Really?
So that's
so that
90.
Would be 89.
People were LOLing in 89?
LOL. I don't know if I LOL believe that.
I don't know if I ever told you this or not, but you were one of the first persons that I ever texted with, besides my wife now. It wasn't my wife then, but I just got a cell phone. It was about 2003, early 2004. And you were one of the first persons to ever text LOL to me.
Really? I did not know that.
And I still didn't know that that's what it meant.
Oh.
And I thought it still meant what we used to think LOL meant.
Leg of lamb?
Not close. No, lots of love.
Really?
Yeah.
So you thought I was sending you lots of love?
I questioned it very quickly and somebody set me straight.
Okay.
But for the first couple of ones, I was like, why does he just keep saying that? Lots of love.
That would be weird.
It's like he says a quirky little funny sentence and then he's like, lots of love. I'm like, what? So I asked Dan, I'm like, what is this? Why does Dustin keep lots of love in me? He's like, no, that's laugh out loud.
That's
like,
funny.
Ha, 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 ha. And then I laughed out loud and I thought, oh, that totally makes sense now.
Yep.
I can't believe I didn't think of that myself. Lol.
L-O-Q never took off, though, laughing out quietly.
How about G-I-Q? Giggling inwardly, quietly.
Nah.
No.
Yep.
Giggling inside. How about chuckling just a little? That's C-J-A-L.
What about goodbye?
What does that stand for? Gosh.
God be with you.
Goodbye?
Yep.
No.
Yep. People used to say, God be with you. And then they're
Godspeed.
Like...
Godspeed.
And then they're like, let's change it to God Bua. Because it's just shorter, right?
God boy?
God be W-Y.
B-Y-E, bro.
No, God be with you. God, G, God, B, W, Y. Right?
Yeah, but that doesn't...
Be with you. And then we God, buoy. God, buoy. And then it just eventually became... People were saying good day and stuff. And so then they just started saying good buoy. And then they just went to goodbye. So goodbye means God be with you. That's where it started.
I don't know if I...
Every time you say goodbye, you're being all religious and stuff.
Wow. I think that you just made that up.
Nope, I didn't. I made it up on the internet.
Hey, did you hear that there's a guy mad at Bon Jovi because Bon Jovi wants to change the name of some sports team? Buffalo.
Oh, he wants to move the Buffalo Bills to new somewhere else.
Oh, okay. Good. I'm glad you knew about it because I'm talking like I don't know what I'm fucking talking about. Mm-hmm. But yep. Yeah, there's a fan club of the Buffalo team, and he wants Bon Jovi out of there. He's pissed.
Mm-hmm. The Biltards.
That's what they are, the Biltards. Yep. They're billed as the Biltards.
Yeah, and so they want to ban, they banned Bon Jovi in a bunch of places over there.
Yeah.
They did. Hmm. They banned him, and they signed a petition. They won't let him in their bars. I don't think people in Buffalo are probably big fans of him anyway, are
no, they? No, because
they
probably all hate New Jersey, so yeah. They're just like, fuck that punk, what the hell is his problem? We've got bands like Cannibal Corpse coming out of Buffalo. Yep,
and Ramones.
And the Ramones.
El Ramones.
We don't need the fucking Bon Jovis. We need the Ramones.
And those heads that talk.
Hmm.
Aren't those guys from New York?
Yeah.
Who? The Talking Heads.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know if they were originally from, but that's where they were jamming when they were coming up with the... Which is funny to me to call it the New York punk scene, because Blondie and the Talking Heads mm-hmm. and Television, those aren't punk bands.
Oh, she called for you earlier. She wanted you to call her.
Oh, really? What did she say? Just call me. That's all she said?
Yeah.
Did she leave her number?
Nope.
Because last time she gave me a number of this other chick, and it ended up being some girl named Jenny.
Oh, like, really?
Yeah. She gave me a
was
fake
she a
number.
Blonde?
No. But then she gave me, I said, I found out this fake number, 867-5309, at some mm-hmm. other chick from the 80s. And she said, oh, my number's 555. And I said, fuck you. Before she even finished, because that's always fake.
It's a fake number.
It is fake. You ever try calling a 555 number?
I don't think it works.
No, it doesn't. It says the number you have called is not a real number. Whoever gave you this number is a lying asshole.
But what area code were you using?
555.
555.
She's like, yeah, my number is 555-555-5544. And I was like, okay.
Well, at least she's a little bit creative, right?
Yeah, she took a couple fours at the end. It's 555-4444. Call up. We'll talk about some coffee. Coffee talk. It's 555-4444. Call me up. We'll talk.
Was that her number?
Yeah. Linda Richmond. I got a gefilte fish in my gonectigoids.
Did you hear about that lady that was hit by a deer?
What? Wait, no, wait, I guess I did hear something about that. Yeah. Oh, wait, that was on our show.
Yeah, it was.
What happened?
I don't remember. She was on a bus, and then she got hit by a deer.
Whoa. That's not
a
very
deer. Nice. Are you excited that June is coming up?
Yeah, I'm kind of excited.
What's your favorite part of June?
The second.
June 2nd.
Yeah. Yeah. Just because that's the second day of that month, and the second day of the 6th month just holds a special place in my heart. For
June 2nd,
that's the day that that was the second day of the.
It was the second day of June.
Every month of June, the second June 2nd,
yep,
is always the second day of the month. Every second of that day, and it's second to none to me in June. So.
You know, in the southern hemisphere, June is the start of the winter.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
My second favorite part of June is the cleaver.
Hmm.
June cleaver.
Yeah.
She has a stinky vagina.
Did you know that June, no month starts on the same day of the week as June ever?
No month starts on the same day of the week as June ever.
That's yep, in the same year.
That's a weird sentence.
In the same year.
No.
Like whatever day month June starts on, no other month starts on that day.
It's a unique month.
It is.
Unique New York.
Yep. May has that same thing. June ends on the same day of the week as March in every year. Is that weird?
That is weird. That's almost like the Lincoln Kennedy conspiracy.
June ends on the same day of the week as August and November of the following years and years immediately before leap years. June ends on the same day of the week as May of the following year.
See, there's something fucking weird going on with June, dude. I knew there was something because it's got the 6-6 thing going on. And this year on 6-6, they're having a comedy show in Salem. Mm-hmm. With Andy Andrus, and tickets are $6.66.
Nice.
And that's happening in June. Mm-hmm. And June, I don't know if you knew this, but the third Wednesday of every fourth year in June is the same first day as the second February's second Thursday.
Really? I did not know that.
That's true.
Did you know?
That's something you need to think about hard. So go back and rewind the tape.
Yeah. In common years, June finishes on the same day of the week as September of the previous year, while
See?
In leap years, June finishes on the same day of the week as April and December of the previous year.
That's so close to the concept of the third Friday being mm-hmm. the same numerical day in June as the second Wednesday of every January mm-hmm. in a year that ends with a 12.
That is correct.
So if you guys didn't know the importance of June, it's fucking important and it's coming up. So that's going to be the main focus of this whole 100-episode season, the importance of June.
Did you know in Iceland, folklore says that if you bathe naked in the morning dew on the morning of June 24th, you are supposed to keep aging at bay for longer.
Aging at bay?
Mm-hmm.
Is that when you lay in the sun by the bay?
I think so.
You will start aging at bay?
Yep.
Dude, you're making weird sentences.
Did you know that June is Caribbean American Heritage Month?
No. I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either. But it is.
I heard it was only the...
Do you say Caribbean Queen or Caribbean Queen?
Depends on if I'm talking in the Billy Ocean or if I'm talking in the fucking Kathy Lee Gifford.
Kathy Lee Gifford.
Didn't she used to do commercials for the Caribbean Cruise? Dude, I accidentally watched a little bit of her and Yoda.
Yeah.
Whoever that is. Because I've seen spoofs of that on
Kathy
Saturday.
Lee and Hoda.
Oh, Hoda, yeah.
Yoda.
Darth Knight and Yoda.
Yeah.
Ah. So, because I've seen, I can't remember who it was, maybe one of those Saturday Night Live people. Oh, I think it was,
Kristen Wiig?
Yep. And she would make fun of Kathy Lee Gifford, and mm-hmm. I actually saw it. But she was always really cruel mm-hmm. to Yoda, or Hoda, or whatever her name is. But they kind of get along pretty good on the show. But they talk about the stupidest stuff. Somehow it sucked me in. I was watching it for like 5 minutes. And I'm like, what the fuck am I doing? I'm watching fucking Kathy Lee and Yoda.
I know. It's a weird show, isn't it?
I know. And then I clicked because I was like scared that I was starting to like it.
They just sit around and sip their wine.
And then I just started imagining what Kathy Lee Gifford looks like naked now. Because she's older, but she's not ugly.
They sit on their stools and make them both look like they're 80 feet tall.
I know. And they make
them
look
like the one chick's
like
at least 6 feet, though.
Oh, Yoda? No, she's a shorter than Kathy Lee, isn't she, with heels?
I don't know. I'm going to look it up. I'm going to look up Hoda height.
Did you hear about that dude that shot all those people last week?
Who?
He was actually the son of the assistant.
I heard about the one that's going to happen this week.
No, he was the son of the assistant producer of the Hunger Games, and he went and shot a whole bunch of people. But he made this YouTube video before he did it and told about why he was going to do it and what he was going to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's because he was 22 and he'd never been kissed and he was still a virgin and he thought that all these girls were bitches and he was going to destroy them all. And he killed 6 people, injured 7, and then the cops shot him.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's just weird that people are going on YouTube and making a video. Now, he had to have posted that video because he died. Mm-hmm. While he was doing his rampage. So I wonder how long that video was up. I wonder if he marked it private and had like a friend
maybe
change the thing.
Yeah.
Did you, after this all goes down, change it from private to...
Yeah. I'm going to do something, but I need you to change something after I do it.
Yeah.
I can't tell you what it is, or you'll try to stop me.
I just wonder if it got any views, because he was doing this weird diabolical little laugh and saying...
Like that?
Not quite so exaggerated, but yeah. Okay. But yeah, and he was just talking about how he's going to kill all these people, and he's going to kill all the macho bastards Men. That are fucking all the girls that won't have sex with him, and he's just living in a sea of loneliness.
Living in a sea of loneliness.
It's sad, though, when innocent people get killed, but that guy was acting crazy.
Hoda Kotb. Her last name is spelled K-O-T-B. Kid on the block.
K-O-T-B?
K-O-T-B, Kotb.
That can't be right.
It is Kotb.
Is that how you say it, though?
I think so. Yep, Kotb.
Hoda Kotb.
Hoda Kotb.
Isn't that a fucking Steely Dan song?
Hoda Kotb.
Hoda Kotb. Don't take me by the hand.
Hoda Kotb. She's either 5'9 or 175 centimeters.
He got me by the hand. Oh, China. I didn't
know about him. Kotb.
Hoda Batki. Hoda Saki. Borisatka. Borisatka. What the fuck is that, anyway? I used to sing that as a child and just think that it was something. Borisatka?
Borisitva? Borisitva?
Borisatka! Won't you take me by the hand? Hoda Kotb. Hoda Kotb.
Bodhisattva. Is that it?
No, Bodhisattva. Bodhisattva?
Yeah.
It says Bodhisattva.
Bodhisattva. Bodhisattva.
Hey, if you guys are looking for some good books, you can find them in the library. You should look up this one.
Because I don't want to go there and not find a good book.
You might have to look in the Dewey Decimal System. But you can find the Communist Manifesto, which is a great read. Or the Owner's Manual of the Brain.
Or the Owner's Manual to Lonely Hearts.
Or Marxist Economic Theories. Those are three good books that you could, you know, you could do some book learning.
Because
book learning is important.
Book learning is important. Or is it impotent? Is book learning impotent?
No. That's impotent.
Oh.
It's very impotent. I think I'm impotent.
In June?
No, June, I'm very potent. Very potent in June. I still have sweat on my lip. My lip is sweating. It's a somewhat of a, what do you call it, humid day today.
It is. Did you know June is audiobook month? How many audiobooks have you listened to?
I have never listened to an audiobook.
Ever?
Nope.
Hmm.
I don't have any access. I mean, I probably could have got one on my Kindle.
Have you ever had anybody read to you?
Yeah.
Same thing.
Oh.
Right?
Sure. Her name was Mrs. Eden.
Yeah.
And she lived in a garden.
It's kind of like an audiobook.
And she was our librarian when I was in elementary, my dear Watson. And she used to read to us during reading time. And she was one of those book readers that was just like really good.
Yeah. Did you ever have to go round robin reading with other people?
Round robin?
Yeah, in class when they'd go, okay, you read this paragraph of your textbook. And
oh, sure, sure.
The next person goes, okay, you read this next person. And some people would read it really good, and then other people would read it, and you wouldn't understand anything that they said.
Yeah.
So you kind of didn't retain it.
And some kids just really had a problem reading out loud or reading at all.
Yeah.
And they would, this one kid.
Yeah, and so you're supposed to learn in that environment. How can you learn if you don't, if you're not even, you know?
Sorry to call you out, Tony Anderson, but when I was in little kid school, Tony Anderson was a terrible out loud reader.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't have a stuttering problem when he talked. But when he read, he couldn't...
Maybe he wasn't confident in his reading ability, so wasn't sure.
So he would start to say the word before he actually knew what it was, maybe hoping that someone would like... Rabaluski.
Maybe it was really hard to see out of his left eye. So seeing the beginning of words was real fuzzy for him.
He turned into a cowboy, so I don't know. He might be. He might be gay.
Huh. Yeehaw.
Not the cowboys are all gay, but there are some gay cowboys. There's some gay metalheads.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a metalhead, kind of. There's some gay comedians.
Rob Halford.
Gay metalhead number one.
Yep. That one guy was gay on Last Comic Standing.
Gay Branham?
Maybe, yeah.
Well, his name's Guy, but he's a kind of chubby, bald-headed guy.
Yeah, but then I started thinking about it, and it started really kind of making me think. I'm like, why do I have to know a guy's gay just from looking at him? Or, like, hearing him?
Yeah.
You know? Why does he come out with a gay joke as if you assume he's gay, but you did kind of assume he's gay? But is that just because he's acting gay?
Yeah, or is that just the way he talks?
Yeah.
And some gay people don't talk like...
Did he talk that before he came out as gay? Did he talk and act like that before he came out to people that he was gay?
Oh, he was always gay. From whenever I've ever seen him on TV, he's been on...
I know, but there had to be a turning point.
Well, yeah, but I never
saw
him.
Did his voice change after he came out as gay is what I'm asking.
That's what I wonder, too, because, like, I know some gay people that just talk normal.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have a lisp, and they don't talk like feminine, and they don't talk like they're a girl. And maybe some of them have identity crises as to where they want someone to know. Right when they hear my voice, they're going to know that I'm probably a little bit fruity up in my pants.
Yeah, that way I don't have to answer.
Explain
that's
myself.
Why I don't have to answer
like,
the question.
I'm just going to talk like this so no one might accidentally say, hey, want me to set you up with that hot girl over there? No, I like assholes, please.
Oh, I can tell from your accent that you're gay.
Yeah. Oh, well, maybe I was just born like this and I like to fuck pussies.
You were born in Gay County.
Gay County, USA. That's where everybody talks like this.
Gay County, USA.
Welcome to Gay County, USA, where everybody talks like the gay, but nay, they ain't. They're not gay. They all like to hit the hay with some of them of the opposite sex. Know what I'm saying? Peace. So I just got a confirmation from Chris Castles. He bought his plane tickets, and he will be joining us for the June Grand Slam Comedy Show.
He's going to fly here tonight?
No. He's going to fly here next month and be here for the June 27th Grand Slam Comedy Show.
Grand Salami.
All the way from Austin just to do my showcase.
Roston.
Fucking awesome. Dude, we were standing on the streets of Portland last weekend, and these guys had guitars strapped on their backs, and they went walk past and like, hey, what's up, guys? And we're like, not much. And they're like, hey, we're new around here. Do you know where we can get any weed? And I said, no, I'm not from here. I don't know where to get any weed. Where are you from? And they're like, we're from Boston. And I said, Austin? And they said, no, Boston. And I said, oh, I should have known you said Boston because you said Boston, not Austin, because people from Austin say, I'm from Austin.
Mm-hmm.
I'm from Boston. And then I said, well, how long you guys been out here in Portland? And they said, oh, we just got here. We don't know anybody. We're looking to find some weed. Where are you guys from? I said,
I didn't think people in Boston smoked weed.
They don't. That's why they moved to Portland.
Oh.
And so they said, where are you from? We said, we're down by the Albany, Eugene area. But we talk like we're from Brooklyn. We ain't got no weed. We're playing a metal show over here at this Ash Street Saloon. They said, you guys have a band? You're playing a show? That's awesome. Maybe we'll come back. Nope. Maybe they would, they said. There was a lot of bagpipes in the street and this and that. There's some kind of festival going on. There's people from Boston walking around, fucking blowing bagpipes and fucking talking.
Coffee. Big Pippians.
They're starting to shut down some of the food court areas to build more fucking apartment complexes.
Yeah. Big whoop.
I know. Why do you need more people there? There's enough people in Portland.
I don't know.
Just saying.
You bitch when your neighborhood houses aren't worth nothing and some comes in makes them worth something, then you bitch more.
You bitch because you can't drink the water for 2 days and then they get the problem cleared up and you bitch because you got too much fucking water bill.
I didn't have a business before, but then I started this food truck and I had a lot of success by this place, but I guess now I have to move somewhere else.
I want to be the mayor of Portland. Man, I want to own my own coffee shop.
Why don't they just make it? Why don't they just put all the food trucks on a float and float them down the river, and then people have to swim out there?
Oh, I want to not get chlamydia again, so I'm going to Planned Parenthood. I'm going to ride my double-decker bike and get a yeast infection.
Do people get chlamydia from the food court there?
I did. I don't know. Just kidding.
Did you ever eat over there?
A lot of times a yeast infection will translate into chlamydia after riding a double-decker bike with the two double seats and gives you a yeast infection from having your underwear rammed up your fucking clitoris. Yeah.
I think people are more enamored by the idea of going and eating from a food truck than they are of actually thinking that the food's good. Because it can't all be great food.
No, but most of them are okay. I mean,
okay food, yeah, sure.
It's like going to a fair.
You could go to your average buffet and get okay food.
Yeah, but it's not the whole, like you said, the act of going to this weird outdoor food cart,
because
it's Portland is weird as fuck. I had my buddy Eric Alexander Moore. He actually talked Norm Macdonald into going down, because they talked after the show when he was at Helium a month or so ago, and said, "I'm hungry." Yeah, hungry. OJ's a murderer. Where do we? Yeah, that's it. Where do we go to get some food around here? And he's like, we can go get the food carts down here. And he was like all stoked because they like to go. They got to go hang out with Norm Macdonald and get some food at the cart. Because he was just like, you'd think he kind of acts like a dick almost. You know how sometimes you'd think he would be like more standoffish and not like, I'm Norm Macdonald. Who the fuck are you? I don't want to hang out with you. But they said he was super nice. And went and hung out, ate some food, got some pictures, hanging out with old Norm. I remember he had that show for a short
period. Even Norm Macdonald eats.
I like Norm Macdonald. He does eat.
Too.
Or so the Germans would have you believe. Because OJ did it because he's a murderer. He murdered his wife and that other guy. Yeah, OJ murders people.
Why doesn't he do movies anymore?
He just wants to do sports.
Norm Macdonald?
He had that sports show for a while, remember?
No.
What?
For like half a season?
Yeah. On Comedy Central.
I don't count on a show like, if it gets canceled.
Why does Comedy Central even put out a fucking sports show?
They only have like seven shows.
Comedy Central?
Yeah.
No, they don't.
Can you name more than seven shows they have?
Right now?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Currently in programming.
Trip Tank.
All right, one.
The Comedy Half Hour.
What is that?
It's just like...
Oh, they just show somebody's specials? That's not a series.
No, it's a new series. It's the new series of the Comedy Half Hour specials. Every week they have a different person.
Each one of them has a different show, though.
No, that's one series. Okay. It's called the Comedy Half Hour. That's two.
Two shows.
You got Broad City, Workaholics, South Park. That's five. There's a ton more. I can't think of them. Colbert Report, Daily Show. There's a ton more because I watch them. Amy Schumer, Comic Underground with Dave Attell. There's more. I just can't think of them.
All right, there's only 22 shows that they have on currently.
Really?
Yeah.
22?
Mm-hmm. Can you name them all?
How about I'm at six now? They've got that one that is...
The Daily Show, South Park, Comedy Central, Roast.
That hasn't been on forever.
So from 2003 to present.
Well, they haven't had one in like a year or two. I know they do Comedy Central Presents is still on.
Mm-hmm. Comedy Tosh.0.
Yep.
John Oliver's New York stand-up show.
Yeah, it hasn't been on for a year either.
Workaholics.
Yep.
Keepole.
I thought about Key and Peele.
The Half Hour.
Told you.
The Burn.
The Burn hasn't even... Was like
exactly what I'm saying. Now you're down to like 20, right?
Burn's not
Brickleberry.
On. Okay, that one's still.
Crawl Show.
No, I forgot about that.
Nathan For You. Inside Amy Scummer.
God, she's a fucking filthy slut.
Drunk History.
That's not on anymore.
Ampersand Midnight.
What?
Ampersand Midnight.
Oh, Ampersand. Adam Sandper.
Adam Redvine's House Party.
Yeah, that hasn't been on for a while either, but I guess they're just waiting for new season.
Brody Stevens, enjoy it.
That's new, but I haven't seen
Brody
it yet.
Brody City.
Broad.
Review.
Review.
Trip Tank and Comedy Underground, David Tell. That's all their only shows ever.
Wow. They need to widen their fucking varieties, right?
Their feature show, feature programming, The Meltdown with Jonah and Kumail.
When's that on?
Coming in 2014.
Oh, I was going to say, that ain't on yet.
JC, coming in 2014. Do you want to watch that show?
I don't know what that is.
JC.
JC what? Jesus Christ?
The Chris Gethard Show. Coming in 2014.
Chris Gethard?
Mm-hmm. And The Minority Report with Larry Wilmore.
I do not know of these shows you speak
Larry
of.
Larry Wilmore is the new Colbert.
Oh, okay.
Minority Report.
Is it Minority Report?
No, just Minority Report.
It should have silent T's like the other one, dude. Minority Report.
Don't forget BattleBots. Remember when that was on?
No.
BattleBots?
No.
BattleBots?
No.
Beat the Geeks?
No.
The Ben Show?
No.
The Benson Interruption?
Yep, I remember that.
Bob and Margaret?
Nope.
Canned Ham?
Nope.
Chocolate News?
Nope.
Comedians of Comedy?
Nope.
Comic Groove?
Dude. No.
Cross Balls?
Dude, what are you speaking of?
That's an old Central Comedy show.
I don't know any of these shows.
You don't remember Cross Balls?
No. Is that David Cross?
Cross Balls.
I don't know what that is.
Cross Balls.
I don't know what that is.
I don't know what it means. It's Matt Besser and Charlie Siskel.
From how long ago?
He poked fun at cable news shows such as Crossfire and Hardball with Chris Matthews. In each episode, comedians posing as experts on a particular subject would debate two real commentators. The true experts were unaware that the show was a sham. Topics range from reality TV to religion to violence in video games. It debuted on July 6, 2004 and ran for 8 weeks. It aired Tuesday through Friday at 7:30 Eastern Time. The 23rd and final episode aired on August 24, 2004.
That was before I even had Comedy Central, bro.
Show number 24 was taped but never aired after one of the unsuspecting guests, James March, threatened to sue Comedy Central.
Shoo?
Shoo. Andrew Daly was on there. Jerry Minor. Sean Cockroy.
Jerry Minor just showed up on the old Comedy Bang Bang TV show the other day. And,
did he?
So did Bob Odenkirk.
What about Zulu?
Haven't seen him on there. They do have a lot of funny characters on that.
You know who has funny characters on is that Byron Allen guy.
Not really, dude. They did have Mark Maron on there the other day.
Did they?
Yeah, I haven't watched it yet, but I just go through and delete them if I haven't heard or don't like the people. But if I've heard of a few of the people, then I save it and maybe watch it. But then I usually just end up deleting it anyway. It's pretty crazy. It's not a very good show. It's just like he asked them questions that totally set up a bit for them, which is just a weird thing to do. It's not stand-up, it's sit-down comedy.
Sit-down comedy. Remember the first Louis show?
Yeah, Lucky Louis. Yeah,
no,
96.
No, the other one, Louis Anderson.
Oh, no. No, I do not.
Louis Anderson, he was a cartoon?
I don't. I know that guy, though. He's got bad teeth and a whiny voice.
He's got a whiny voice, and he likes to eat food a lot.
I don't know. Do you think Louis C.K. is now the number one Louis in comedy?
Yeah, I think so.
Even over Louis Anderson?
Even over Louis Katz. You know Louis Katz?
Louis Katz.
He's a pretty funny dude. I saw him on Comedy Underground the other day.
Yep, Life with Louis was the name of the show. And then he was the host of The Family Feud.
Is that what it says? I don't think that says that.
That's always in his own show. No, he had his own real show, too, for CBS, but they canceled it after six episodics.
Oh, my God.
Six episodics.
Is that a real word? Episodics?
Episodical.
I know episodical is a word. Episcopatical.
What about conical?
How about chronicle?
Chronicle.
That's weird.
Yep.
Pleatedjeans.com.
Pleatedjeans.com? What's that about?
I'm not too sure. Why would I even be there? I don't wear pleated jeans.
You know who does?
Who?
Pleated Jean Man.
Pleated Jean Man?
Pleated Jean Man. That's all he does is wear pleated jeans.
Okay.
Even on his head.
Okay.
He even has pleated jean shirts.
All right, here's our famous Russian funny headline of the day. Colleagues finger billionaire. Apparently, billionaire didn't like being fingered.
Yeah, probably not.
Finger up fucking asshole. Or, in sports, the Russian soccer team gave a real four-leaf clobber. They clobbered him, apparently. Fucking idiots.
With a club?
No, just they beat their team, beat the other team. Tiger puts balls in wrong place again. That's a story about Tiger Woods.
I've never really been a fan. Have you been playing Tiger Woods lately?
No, I need a new one. One-armed man applauds kindness of strangers.
You know, clobber was British Air Force slang.
For what?
Bombing.
Ah. So when you do bad doing stand-up, you really clobbered them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Fucking bombed.
Yep. I clobbered them.
I really clobbered up there on the stage.
I clobbered them.
Clobber me, bobber.
And clobber me, Argentina.
What?
I don't know.
That was a pretty good one. How'd you think of that?
I don't know.
Hey, remember a while back, up. We were talking about that guy whose name was Edward Cocaine?
Mm-hmm.
He don't lie. He don't lie. He don't lie.
You don't lie, Edward Cocaine?
He don't. He was feeling naturally high after he found out the prosecutors decided not to charge him with drug possession after that little incident we talked about a month ago.
Uh-huh.
He said he's very happy, and he's naturally high.
How naturally, though? So he's only not taking anything man-made?
No, but he's just stoked that his name, Cocaine, is now
Cocaine.
And that he don't lie, because obviously the judge didn't find him guilty. He don't lie, he don't lie, he don't lie.
I think he's guilty.
Probably is. This guy is definitely guilty, and I'd like to kick him in the nuts so hard that it went through his taint column out his butthole.
Mm-hmm.
This guy from Oregon, actually, crazy Oregonians in Fairview, allegedly, after his girlfriend's five-year-old daughter would not brush her teeth,
mm-hmm.
he forced her to smoke pot and beat her with a belt.
Yeah. I can see why you'd want to get her stoned first, because it'll heighten your senses when you're getting beat by the belt.
And then do you think she'd brush her teeth after that?
Yes. Well, she didn't?
Or she got taken into foster care.
Before she could brush her teeth?
Dude, the guy shaved her head and beat her with a belt that had like metal protrusions on it.
Mm-hmm.
And so she was... Only
at what
her,
point did she decide she was getting no point along any of that did she decide that she wanted to brush her teeth?
Nope. Her mom was making her get punished. And when the cops got there, she was just in her underwear in the corner with bruises and welts all over her body with a shaved head and stoned. And the guy said that he had whipped the child at the direction of the mother.
I can see that.
No, dude, he was arrested and booked in the Multnomah County Jail.
Hmm.
The girl has been placed in foster care, and the mother not charged with anything. But the guy is probably lying. I don't see a mother saying, yeah, get her stoned and beat her for not brushing her teeth, because
yeah.
That's really a smart thing to do.
Still, she should brush her teeth.
That's right. And I don't know if you probably remember the story of when we were in Portland a long time. About a year ago, and that lady came walking up with that
That hose wheel cart.
Here's another kind of story like this. This lady is really pissed because some elf attacked
Dio.
Her BMW with a metal sword while he was high on acid, causing mental trauma to the lady and $4,000 worth of damage to her BMW.
How's she mentally damaged?
Dude, have you ever been attacked by an elf on acid with a sword in the streets of Portland? It's pretty traumatizing.
I'd be traumatized if I was on acid.
Well, she was driving her daughter to work. Oh. So that also scared them. He took a giant step and all of a sudden he was on the hood of my car. And we didn't know what to do. So he's standing there and we just kept thinking he'll go away. If we would just be really quiet, go away. But nope, he stepped onto the roof, and then he started hitting the car with his sword.
Yep.
And he plunges it into the hood of her car. He was off his regular medications and on acid. And the medication that he was off of is what he uses to treat his mental problems. So that's a good thing to do, you guys. If you run out of your medication that keeps you sane, take a bunch of acid and dress up as an elf, grab a sword, and just start walking down the street in Portland.
That's what I've done before when I was off my meds.
Yeah. I mean, I've had swords before, but I've never actually tried to hurt someone before. I mean, I used to make swords.
SARS swords. S-words. Did you ever make a SARS sword?
No, I made a lot of S-words, though. Shit. Suck it.
Did you know that they lifted the boil your water ban in Portland?
Mm-mm. No, and I mean, I did.
Some people think that their water came back bad after testing because they never tested it before.
I was the
so people. Then they tested it and they're like, oh shit, you better tell them to boil it. But it's been that way all along.
Was people getting sick a lot all the time?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I wonder if that's why the water's always hot over there.
What do you mean?
Every time you turn the water on, it's hot.
What? That's only if you turn on the left.
Oh, yeah, okay. Maybe that's... You mean there's two? There's one for the hot and one for the cold?
Sometimes they have like a blue or a red sticker on them. The blue is usually on the right side.
Blue!
And that's usually the colder of the two. And then on the left, they have a red sticker, which means it's hotter water, which rhymes. So it's pretty cool.
You know they can test water up to 240 times a month.
Who can?
Anyone.
I can. I don't have time for that.
It's like 6 times, 7 to 8 times a day.
Something up there. 8 times a day is about right. Ain't nobody got time for that. This lady kept saying that I ain't got time for that.
No.
We're doing Deal With It. And so David Koechner, funny as hell, he was telling the person what to do. And he's like, okay, order a head of lettuce from the waitress. She goes, okay. She brings out a head of lettuce, and then she's just like, okay, peel all the lettuce off and just stack it on the table until you get to the middle of the lettuce. And tell her it's a new diet you're on. You just eat the heart of a lettuce. She goes, just cut out a little square of it and then eat that and then have the waiter take the rest of that lettuce back. She's like, what are you doing with that lettuce, Hetty? Ain't nobody got time for that. It's a black lady. And she kept saying, like, everything that David Koechner told this other lady to do, she'd do it. And then her friend would say, what are you doing? Ain't nobody got time for that. It's like, dude, that is an old phrase, and you're just using it over and over.
Yep.
And then they had the dude that used to play with Korn on there, the guy that filled in for the guy that quit from Korn. He was like a touring guitarist between 2007 and 2010. And then, like, when they said that, they go, okay, we're going to put you on this game show. Your boyfriend won't know. And they're like, she goes, do you guys recognize him? And they're like, no, we don't. He's like, oh, he used to play for Korn.
Like, oh, no wonder nobody recognized him.
Yeah, he was just a touring guitarist. He's never on any albums. But so then I went to look it up just because I'm like that. I Googled the guy's name.
Yep.
He died last month.
Oh, shiver me timbers.
From a clotting disease.
McClot's disease?
Yep,
is McClotsky. That a Scottish disease?
It's McClotsky. It's an Irish punk death metal curse that comes upon people who play for Korn with a backwards
Clots
R.
Clot's disease.
Clot. It was a blood clotting disease. But then, so I'm thinking, so they got this guy on the show, they're showing him, and he's getting punked, basically. His girlfriend wins, he's ready to leave. She didn't even deal with it. She only got halfway through. And then at the very last second of the show, in memory of this the guy, he died in 2014. I just thought it was weird. They must have got, I don't know. Huh. It's weird that they were punking him and he just died.
I didn't even know Howie Mandel's kid played with Korn.
Alex Mandel?
Yeah.
No.
Is he the host of that show?
No, Theo Vaughn is.
Oh, but Howie Mandel's kid was on there once, right?
Isn't it his brother, Alex Mandel?
Alex Mandel?
Isn't that his brother? Mm. He has guests on the show. Theo mm-hmm. Vaughn does. Howie Mandel is the creator of the show, so he was on like the first two episodes. Alex comes on there sometimes, but the rest of the time they have like Tom Green. They had like whoever I just said, David Koechner.
Tom Green.
David Koechner.
Oh.
They've had...
Why's he got a Koechner?
Because he's funny, dude.
He's Todd. He should Koechner. He brought her.
He's Todd Packer. He propped her.
I know.
Todd Packer.
He's pretty funny. Did you watch Weatherman 2 yet?
No.
Oh.
I don't know why. Because it's not on Netflix yet, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
I don't ever rent videos from stores or red boxes. And I don't buy them from Walmart when they're still $20.
Yeah, so, I wouldn't either.
But I've heard from everybody that I should watch it. That's going to be funny.
It will be funny. But not as funny as Napoleon Dynamite.
Dude, stop it. That's terrible. That's a bad show.
I've never watched it.
Don't.
All right, I won't.
Vote for Pedro. But don't watch Napo Dino. That's what I call it, Napo Dino.
Napo Dino. Hey, it's Hans. A nappy dinosaur.
Hans, you ever watch Napo Dino?
Or Nappy Dinosaur, that children's show.
Nappy Dinosaur is in Hans' CD player. Nappy Dinosaur. You didn't know that was a band, did you? Nappy Dinosaur.
Player. It is now.
Nappy Dinosaur. He's listening to Fast Black People.
Oh, in Living Color?
Think about it. Fast Black People. Wait, Fast Black Person.
Carl Lewis.
This could be Carl Lewis's nickname.
Okay.
Turbo Negro. That's a fat black, fast black person.
It is.
Now, I unfortunately, Hans listens to a lot of bands that I wouldn't think he would listen to that I don't listen to. And I don't know why I wouldn't think he would listen to them, like Social Distortion. I don't listen to those guys. I don't think they're that punk. I don't think they're that bad, but Hans listens to them. He's listening to Turbo Negro. I know our friend Seth Milstein's a big fan of Turbo Negro.
He is a big fan of Turbo Negro.
And I was listening to a record on my turntable by that old band that's in the news about Led Zeppelin right now, Spirit. The album is called The 12 Dreams of Dr. Sardonicus.
I like their song, Spirit in the Sky.
No, that's someone else.
I mean their song, Norman Greenbaum in the Sky.
No, that's a different one. They did Got a Line on You, Babe.
They got a line on you, babe.
And that Mr. Skin.
Mr. Skin.
Know where you been, Mr. Skin. And you know what I found out about Randy California? He died. I knew that. He died in 97 trying to save his drowning son, which is dumb. If your son's going to die, why kill yourself too trying to save him? No, just kidding. That was a heroic thing. But anyway, in 1966, before Spirit started as a band, Randy California was the guitarist for the band Jimmy James and the Blue Flames. You know who that is? Jimi Hendrix.
Oh, it wasn't Jimmy James from a news radio?
No, it was Jimmy James Hendrix. And he was, like, involved with Hendrix for a while. And then I was watching a video of Spirit after I listened to this record. And it was a live concert from 1978. And he was playing and acting like Jimi Hendrix.
Really?
And that was before I knew that he had played with Jimi Hendrix. So go check out some Spirit. I heard that when Led Zeppelin was touring with them, that they actually did, on the last couple shows, they did a medley of a bunch of their songs. So...
they did a medley of a bunch of their songs?
Zeppelin did a bunch of Spirit songs live. Like, they'd toured with them long enough that they had grown to love their songs and, like, learned some of them and did a medley. And then they just, like, stole the intro to Taurus and made it into the intro to Stairway to Heaven. But I don't think Randy California's family is deserved any money for that, but whatever.
Did you know Turbo Negro is from Norwegian metalwood?
Yeah, they're Scandinavian leather.
Norwegian metal.
But they're not that... They don't really seem like... They're not death metal at all. They're like
death punk.
Kinda. Is that what they're described as? Where you're looking?
I read it was somewhere.
Oh. It's gotta be true.
Yep.
It's got to be true. Your love for me has just got to be real. LOL. Lots of love.
That's Yatch. Hilarious.
I thought that I had told you that before.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, you're the first person who ever LOL'd me.
Huh.
And I thought you loved me a lot.
Pat doesn't like the LOL. He haws.
He does, or a hee hee.
Yeah.
Sometimes he'll say hee 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 hee.
Or tee hee hee hee.
Because I texted him and told him we were playing, and he said, awesome, knock him dead, or some generic fucking phrase like that.
Uh-huh.
It's like, come on, Pat, can't you like, oh, I guess not. He said, kick
knock
ass
him dead,
tonight.
Kid.
He said, kick ass tonight, boys.
Knock him dead.
And then he said, I'm rocking some fucking void right now in support of you guys. Tear
the
that
plate is red, kid.
Tear that shit up, brothers.
Knock
he always
dead.
Spells brothers with a U.
Uh-huh.
And an A.
Yep.
Brother.
Yeah. Now is that you think that's his ATM password?
Brothers?
Yeah.
So I don't even know what you're saying right now. I don't understand your fucking big city lingo street talk of fucking Eugene. I'm from a small town, motherfucker.
Hey, has everybody donated some money to us?
I hope so, because you need to, or else you're not going to be hearing us next week.
I know, come on, throw down some cashola.
Come
just
on.
A dollar or so.
You've been listening for 2 years.
I know. Just buy us a soda. That's all you're really doing, right?
Yeah, it's like sometimes when I see a friend there, they say, hey, can I buy you a drink?
Yeah.
It's like, I don't really drink. Well, you drink something, don't you? You want a soda? Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Take
you've
that $2.
Enough.
You can buy a can of soda for 75 cents at the store, but if you're at the bar, it's going to cost at least $1.50.
Mm-hmm.
So just buy us a soda.
Tip.
And... You have a computer? You have a PayPal? Otherwise, you can just drop well-concealed cash into a envelope, $1 mm-hmm. bill. Just yep. do this. It'll take you 5 minutes. You take a dollar bill, you wrap it in a piece of notebook paper as to, so people can't see the dollar bill.
Mm-hmm.
And then you put it in the envelope. You put your return address in the upper left-hand corner. You put a 49-cent stamp on the right-hand corner.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the middle, you write, Terry and Gatch, P.O. Box 12. Brownsville, Oregon.
Yep. Now, should they put that in a bag in case it gets wet from the car wash?
No, no. Our mail comes actually through the postal service, and then it is delivered into the dry bay of the car wash. So
huh?
None of the mail gets wet.
Into the sitting in the dry bay.
Sitting in the dark of the bay. Sometimes I sit in the dark of the bay.
What do you ever think happened to Michael Bolton? He was on that commercial for a while.
He cut his hair.
He bolted for a while.
I think he lost most of his singing power.
Ah, like Meatloaf did.
Yeah, and like that Samson dude. Samsonite.
It's like that one song, Everybody Cut Meatloaf.
That was a weird movie. It was about how that town, they outlawed like meat.
Yeah, meat and loafing.
Dude, you can't loaf your meats.
Nope.
You got to cut it up.
I haven't made a meatloaf in a meatloaf's age.
I haven't had a meatloaf in a meatloaf's age either. Well, I had one about 2 months ago, but that's about a meatloaf age.
Yep.
Because no meatloaf lasts more than
2 months.
Do
you put ketchup on top?
Yeah.
Do you put mustard on top?
Yeah. And I put that mustard on the bottom.
Oh, nasty.
I line the tray with mustard, and then I...
That sounds nasty, dude.
And then instead of mixing the crackers with the meat, I just put crackers on the mustard.
Mm-hmm.
And then I stack them... instead of using ground beef, I just use steaks.
Yeah, you stack steaks up.
Yeah, it's a steak stacker.
Steak stack.
It's called a meatloaf, though, at my house. It's a steak stacker. Sometimes instead of using crackers for my stackers, I use oatmeal because that kind of hardens up. And that way, when you try to cut off a square of the steak stack meatloaf, then
mm-hmm.
it all comes off together. And the mustard and the cracker crumbs with the steak, it's just, it sets each other's off. It sets the tastes off.
What if you just line the pan with bacon instead?
That's what I do. I line the pan with bacon, and I put mustard on it, and I put crackers on top of that, and then I stack steaks, oatmeal on top of that, and then just cover it with ketchup.
Do you cook the oatmeal first?
No, it's raw oatmeal.
Okay.
It's more crack. Well, actually, what I use is the maple brown sugar instant oatmeal.
Yeah.
But I don't crumble it up so there's, like, pieces of, like, sugary.
Can I throw out a suggestion for you next time you try meatloaf? Instead of crackers, use Oreos.
I do.
Do you?
Yeah, I put Oreos in there. That's weird. Everything you ask me, that's what I do. Because I have
a good
Oreos.
Oreo meatloaf.
Well, what I do is I put the mustard and then the crackers and then the Oreos.
Uh-huh.
And then I just put steaks, oatmeal with the maple brown sugar clumps. Yep. And then I just put ketchup on there and then the Oreos.
And then you bake it at 125 for how long?
No, it's 420.
420, big of 420 for how long?
420 minutes.
4 hours and 20 minutes?
No, 420 minutes.
4 minutes and 20 minutes?
No, I bake at 420 minutes. I bake at 420 minutes.
So 4 minutes and 20 minutes?
No, 20 minutes.
Oh.
I bake it for 20 minutes at 420. But you have to start it right at 420 in the afternoon.
So it'll be done?
At 440.
At 5 o'clock.
No, 4.
Oh, you're not making two of them?
440. Yeah, but I put them both in there at the same time.
Oh.
And then I cover them all after the bacon rises through the Oreo mustard cracker part. Uh-huh. Then I just put two pork chops on each side to prop it up. With chicken baste on the top.
Oh, that sounds good. Chicken baste. I like chicken paste.
That's what I used to brush my teeth. And then when I forget to brush my teeth, sometimes my wife beats me with a metal protrusion belt and forces me to smoke marijuana in the corner in my underwear.
If your egg sinks, you don't want to eat it.
If your egg sinks. I was going to say, because if you boil an egg, it's going to stink.
Yep, if it sinks, it stinks.
No, that's what Carl said.
Wait a minute, or is it if it floats?
That's the thing. You can never remember which is which.
Yeah, I just looked it up the other day, too.
Ask Lonely Crawl. He'll tell you. Dan Lonely Crawl. This way we can find out if he's listening. Hey, Dan, is it sink or swim?
Does it sink or swim if your eggs are grim?
He says, don't buy eggs from anyone except him.
Well, I have. He doesn't stop by that often for me to buy eggs off of.
He should have a fucking egg delivery service in his pedicure.
In his pedicure cab? Why don't they give pedicures in his pedicab?
We asked him that one
to
time.
To kids.
And he said, oh, like I've never heard that.
Yeah.
He said, why don't you give pedophiles a ride then? All right, well, I'm still sweating.
Still sweating.
I'm going to tell you this last time. Come down to Denny's tonight.
Denny's.
Denny won't be there, but his brother Lenny will be there.
I like to go to Denny's and play Frisbees with the pancakes.
Do you put syrup on them before you throw them?
Yeah, you got to get that weight in there.
But they fall, dude. They just like...
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Like if you don't put any butter, they're light and fluffy and they fly pretty good.
Yeah, you can play... pancake golf.
Huh?
Pancake golf.
How's that work?
Like disc golf with pancakes.
So it'd be pancake frisbee.
Mm-hmm.
Because pretty much the golf is gone at that point.
Well, you're trying to get it into the hole.
Is the hole your mouth?
Yep.
That's how I play pancake
frisbee. And you got to get it through the maple syrup rings.
That's weird. Mm-hmm. Maple syrup rings?
Yeah, rings of maple syrup.
How do you keep those in the net?
They just stay there.
Would probably have to be a plate, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then...
Plate golf, that'd be fun, too.
What happens if you get a hole in one of the pancakes?
If you get a hole in one of the pancakes, you should probably tape it up.
Okay.
You got your pancake repair kit.
Okay, and is that par for the course?
It is.
Okay. Okay, that's good, though. Is that tar for recourse?
Tar for the course.
All right, you guys, we're going to shut up. Ship out. I'm going to go eat some pancakes, and then I'm going to make some stack steak.
Just try to eat 30 pancakes after you eat 15 pancakes.
I don't even want to eat five pancakes.
I ate four pancakes once in a day.
Was it like at one sitting?
No.
Why would you do that?
Yeah, using the Hungry Jack mix with some good syrup.
Okay.
I was just on a roll. You know, because if you don't make pancakes a lot, or if you never made a whole lot of pancakes, you want to get it down.
That's right.
So you have to eat three or four crappy pancakes before you get a good one.
We got two boxes of Bisquick at my house right now, and I just don't know what to do with myself.
You should make pancakes.
I know, but we don't have any syrup. And pancakes are awful.
You'd make your own syrup with vanilla extract and cayenne pepper. Just those two things, and you mix it up.
Wow, I tried that once, but I mixed some sap from the tree out back. We got a maple tree out there.
Yeah.
It was way too spicy. I didn't understand, but...
Yeah, it'll do that.
Speaking of spicy, I think I forgot to mention, we went down to Bomax not too long ago, and that lady now has her cornbread mix in like 50 stores.
Wow.
A bunch of Costco's and a bunch of Market of Choices, and they're going to be on the Food Network before long, so watch out for Bomax, you guys. They don't pay us anything, but if you go to barbecue, go to Bomax. I'm not even
barbecue.
Just go check it out. I'm not going to plug them. I'm just going to tell you.
Barbecue's barbecue.
Barbecue, barbecue. All right, thanks for listening, you guys. Have a good Friday. Yes. Hope to see you at some comedy shows this weekend. I'll make you laugh. I'll tickle you, and then you can whip your dick out.
Yep, that's how it works.
Dude, dogs get away with that. Why can't humans do it?
I know.
Like, you tickle a dog, they whip the dick out. Next time someone starts being playful and they start tickling me, I'm just going to pull my dick out.
Should. Just to see what happens.
They're going to call the cops on me. What's going to happen? All right, you guys. We'll see you on Monday.
Yep. Rock on. We do bad stuff.
Metal.